I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2017 isn't even a week old yet, and there's been some huge movement in the case involving three Sudanese pastors and a Czechoslovakian Christian aid worker. 3 days ago, a judge dismissed the charges against Pastor Kua and released him. Now, that's great news, but Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says
the charges against the other three continue, and we believe there will be another hearing next Monday continuing the trial against them.
The charges they face are capital crimes, including defaming the state, waging war against the state, and espionage, among others. So what can we do? Talk about the story. Write letters. The links are at our website. And pray, especially for the outcome of the January 9th hearing.
We hope this is coming to a close. We hope soon there will be a pronouncement that all of these men are innocent, just as we celebrate the release of Pastor Kua.
And in the freezing land of Far East Russia, the Slavic Gospel Association is working on a fresh aviation program. Now, the program enables SGA to help national Christians in remote villages share the gospel. SGA's Eric Mock says,
what we're hoping to do in several locations across Yakutia, the Sakha Republic, is to have different centers where aircraft are located. And where those aircraft are located, you'll see missionary pastors and missionary aviators working together to reach these remote villages, as well as plant a church in the small city that becomes the arms and legs of ministry in that region.
Already, God has raised up believers in this region who are hungry for His word and want to share it with others. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listeners supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.